Hello, hi, welcome to another Chisapod. Tune in for your entertainment scoop for the week.
Yes, Umzansi Celebville is filled with flavor.
But you know that ge o batla go tseba gore fame e re mongwaneng, or who secured the latest bag,
or just who's dripping with sauce,
and who's adding the spice.
Jonga yonke into nje.
Because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Chisa pod.
Welcome back to another episode of the Chisa Pod. I am Joy Mpande, and as usual, I am not alone. I am joined by... That is right. If you're new over here, then you should know that every Friday, okay, every single Friday, we catch you up on the latest entertainment news. But if you are a regular, you already know what time it is. It's Music Friday, so of course we start with some music news that are also going to go hand in hand with Valentine's Day, because it's that time of the year. Oh God, we're here again. Do you even celebrate Valentine's Day?
No.
Why?
Oh,
but you have a girlfriend now.
Valentine's both ways.
So, yes, it's both ways. So I mean, do you and your partner celebrate it?
I don't.
Do you know if she does?
She does. She does. I've been celebrating Valentine's each and every relationship that I've been.
Okay, so you're going to celebrate it
again? Like every day it's Valentine's.
Oh, wow, no, it doesn't count. I'm speaking for the girls out there. I'm so sorry. You actually have to ask her again. Can you be my Valentine?
And
gift her with something very cutesy. And obviously she's going to do the same.
Of course, Valentine's will be around the corner. 25th of February.
Oh, 25th? Yeah. Oh, wow. I almost missed that, right? I mean, let's wait for the paycheck first, honey.
Yeah.
That's another one. Well, somebody who's quite a romantic, I think, is Una Rams. Una Rams released a single not too long ago, and it was directed by actress Ntando Duma. The name of the single is pronounced in Venda, so let me try. Ndi Amufuna, yes, and it's quite a beautiful song. Una Rams is very much embracing his culture, and I like that kind of transition in his career, in his music career specifically. But leading up to Valentine's Day, he's been sharing, you know, beautiful love letters on his socials, which I really felt like it's quite a beautiful rollout in terms of, you know, his song. He's basically doing amazing. Shout out to him. Allegedly got married. We're not trying to get into that.
Just want to find out, were they shooting a music video or whether
it's legit. Period. I don't know if you saw, and of course, if you're a regular, that means you know that we actually did not report on this, and that is because of various reasons that I choose to not speak of.
And I remember, I think 2 months ago, Big Zulu also shot a music video, but who's this? Bongi Nkosi Kanyile from MKP, from Contrasizwe. I thought Bongi Nkosi was getting married, only to find that
it was a music video. Yes, with Azana. Azana, shout out to Azana, by the way. She's quite an amazing artist. I think she needs to get her flowers. That's one thing for sure. But hey, it's Valentine's Day. As for me, the singleton, shout out to us singletons. I am celebrating Valentine's Day. And I'm causing cutting of a fan, Asana. Like, oh God, please give me a break.
Right.
I think I'm not like heartbroken. Like, I still love men so much, but like, I just took a few steps backwards. Like, I love them so much. I'm still very much great with everybody and whatever. Anyway, no drama. All of that aside, onto some other music news. We need to get into the what's been really going down. Rick Ross has been shaking up Africa. Okay, in various ways. One is the announcement that you made just recently that he is returning to South Africa. It seems he didn't leave. But anyway, he's returning to South Africa now in May, because he has a show coming up at the, which is called the Durban Music Festival.
What's up, South Africa? It's the biggest boss in the game, Ricky Rose. I'm excited about coming back to South Africa to perform live May 3rd, Kings Park Stadium in Durban, for the Durban Music Fest. You feel me? We bridging the gap between the U.S. music culture and the incredible sounds of South African music. We're celebrating our cultures, our rhythms, and our love for music, the passion of the hustle. I want to take a moment to give a huge shout out to Gregory Wings, King Jabu, Blue Screen Entertainment, and the Department of Sports, Arts, and Culture. I can't wait to connect with all my fans and share this unforgettable experience with you all. Remember, Durban Music Fest, May 3rd at Kings Park Stadium in Durban. Tickets are available through CompuTicket now. I repeat, get your tickets to the Durban Music Fest at your nearest CompuTicket now on sale. You don't want to miss this epic night. The biggest boss, Ricky Rosé. I'm going to have thousands and thousands of people going, huh? I'm going to make them say, huh? Rosé!
So is it his show or is he the headliner of the Durban Music Fest?
He's the headliner. And yesterday they had a press conference.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a change with regards to the venue. They are going to Moses Mabhida Stadium.
Nice.
So, and prior to that announcement,
yeah,
a lot of SA artists, they were giving the organizer problems. Eh?
Why?
Apparently, Java wanted to come with a 20-member band.
Which is dope. What's wrong with that?
No. They book you.
Oh, right. Financially, yeah. Doesn't make sense.
Then flights, accommodation for that whole 20. Then with regard to Zinqumalo has been having, I think, multiple managers. They offered, they asked for a quotation, but was a quotation high, of which it was close to 80.
Mm.
The other one said 70. Then the third one said it was 65.
So I'm trying to figure out how there's a confusion with the management. I think we all know Zinqumalo is managed by Punchline Media with Shingai.
It's Henry.
Now there's Henry.
Yes,
it's
Henry. Then they had, I wouldn't say it's a problem with Kuzani. Kuzani is just that he was out of the country, but he managed to come through. He's also performing there as a Maskandi artist and Gajin. But otherwise, you can jump into the Pick and Pay. In fact, Rick and Pay.
Rick and Pay.
Yeah, Rick
shout
and
out
pay.
to Donovan Goliath. That's Donovan, right? Yes. Mm-hmm. He did that amazing illustration. Obviously, a spoof following this situation that is still trending to date. So Pick and Pay has been criticized over Rick Ross featuring in the new advertisement after reportedly closing 32 supermarkets, which is insane. And I have so many things to say about this advertisement because, one, okay, Pick and Pay on its own, the fact that it's Smart Shopper, and we know that if you have a Smart Shopper, you have to be in South Africa, which means your groceries, you do it there. Why don't you have a local South African hip-hop artist featuring in the advertisement? Question number one. Two, please name me one Rick Ross song that you know that is recent. I'll wait.
That is recent?
Yeah.
Type A, but it is featured in Wiz.
Okay. I didn't expect that. So, Mina, I don't know it.
Then there is...
The recent one, right? I'm going to Google that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then the South African artist is there.
Who's that? With Uzi My Money?
No, on that ad. Yeah, Rick and Pay.
First of all, he's not even a musician. That's Skalk Bazeno, yeah. Bazedenok. No. I think they could have gotten... And I don't even want to nitpick which hip-hop artist they could have gotten, but there's quite a number of them. Obviously, Blackie has a whole big endorsement that he's very much good with, which is Sprite, and he's doing very well with that. They could have gotten Uzi My Money. They could have gotten whoever else is out there that's really doing the most. Tony Daimani. I'm trying to name all the good hip-hop artists right now, but Bakwele, like, there's too many of them. So for me, my criticism to this ad is that I don't see, you know, how he aligns with Smart Shopper or Pick and Pay. Pick and Pay, Smart Shopper. Yeah. All you do is win, 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 no matter what. Smart Shopper in your hand, you can never swipe enough. No. And every time you shop at Pick and Pay, yeah, everybody's hands go up. And they stay there. don't see the brand alignment. But maybe does stop,
he,
that, didn't
but does he know Smart Shop?
He doesn't.
Yeah.
And also, you know, they obviously had to, the backlash comes from the fact that, of course, they had to cough up a big check. Like, we don't even have to ask how much they have to cough up. We can calculate in our own brains. Ugutsi, no, one and one is... It's not Mets in here because this check is a mash beats song.
Cost 32 shops, and the shops are thing says go along tako vacationing most.
Exactly. So now, did they close those doors just so they can afford Rick Ross?
Yes.
I would say that. Honestly, we didn't need this. And to be quite honest, in as much as, I mean, even with this show that's coming up, to be quite honest, and I'm not saying I'm not going to go, because of course everybody wants to go to Durban once in a while. So I might just be going for that. Just like how we go to the Durban July. We don't really care about the horses or whatever. It's just for a holiday or whatever. But with the show itself, I genuinely don't see how nobody was waiting for a Rick Ross song. Concert in South Africa. I saw somebody on TikTok at some point was saying how Rick Ross is busy scamming Africa, and you know what? Like, no, he's not. Like,
and apparently he's not that big in the US anymore. And number two, the organizers said they wanted to bring Ja Rule later this year.
Nobody Ja Rule, asked for Ja Rule
either. Wait. And Rick Ross didn't want to take the Durban concert. He wants to perform in Cape Town. Apparently he loves Cape Town.
Okay, so love Cape Town versus are you loved in Cape Town is also another thing.
Yeah, so Ning. So manje bachintshe nevenue sazohleka la.
Yeah, I can think of an artist we actually want in South Africa. We're looking forward to seeing Thames. Of course, she's an African artist essentially. But we're looking forward to Thames now in March. Absolutely. We would love to have a Drake. Kendrick was here already.
Drake, they even video called him. He was in Australia last week.
Yeah.
They had, he has three contracts, Za Drake, from Za December, 3 days, FNP. But he's waiting for...
Okay.
Yeah. So
okay, you heard it first. Okay. That gives me hope. So... shout out to everybody who's going to be attending this Rick Ross
Maskandi, concert. What?
You know, the lineup already is just confusing me. Like, what is... There's Blackie, okay, then it's hip-hop. Then there's Zinqumalo, then it's like, Aibo, wait, I'm a piano. And then there's Kacheni, and then it's like, are we exactly?
Then there's Nasty C.
Then there's Nasty C, there's back Tira. To hip-hop. Then there's Tira, Bonks. Okay. DJ Soxy.
Yo.
Honestly, there's confusion there. So I guess we just needed to make some coin somehow, somewhere. But Rick Ross is definitely chowing our money at this point, because it's the Pick and Pay ad and this music fest that is sponsored by...
Blue screens,
but the government is somehow involved in that, isn't it? The Sports, yes. Arts and Culture.
Even the royalty... family, King Mthethwa, from King Mthethwa.
Can you imagine how much money that is? And also, remember, we actually wanted Nicki Minaj. We're still waiting for that one. She was meant to come through at some point. I think it was 2 years ago, if not a while ago. And that did not pull through. And we are still waiting for that one, okay? The Barbs want that, not Rick Ross. And honestly, he's amazing. Shout out to him, the boss or whatever he is. But I feel scammed. Let's move right along from that. I feel like there's too much emotion. All the uppity Africans, though, can stand up right now, because we're celebrating Tyler's endorsement deal with Nike.
Okay.
Shine. It's definitely a beautiful moment with the sportswear. I think... for her, it's also a 360 moment. I was reading the exclusive interview she did with Nike, and she was saying that when she was young, growing up, her brother used to get hand-me-downs from the father, and she always wanted Nike, so the brother would hand down those hand-me-downs to her as well. And she actually posted her wearing Nike today and also shared a picture from back in the day, however long ago that was, because she's only 23. Also wearing just hats, Nike hats, and obviously which come from the brother. But what's interesting is that this news or this announcement has been met with mixed reactions, with some people saying that Shebeshit actually deserved.
Yeah, yeah.
You agree?
Yeah, I do.
How?
I would love it till I can find.
Okay, and then?
I won't be blind. And I'm sued. Because
right.
No, like, I'm tired of this endorsement. But it's about to be who have well established, like wait,
okay.
Like at some point, Casper Nanali endorsement, some Adidas type of arrangement.
Okay.
Then Nene Saluko Nike, Nene Sabula at loading line go Newtown.
Right.
Then like was a lot of shit the fella, but Nanali a long like you.
Okay.
Irrelevant, no.
Let me explain this to you. Tyler is a global star, okay? And Nike is a global brand. She was not signed by Nike South Africa, okay? That's one. Apart from the fact that even if it was Nike South Africa, she would have deserved it. Brand alignment. Tyler also is, most of the time, I've seen her in a lot of Nike drip. Apart from the red carpet looks, and obviously she does wear other brands, but she definitely, I see her and Nike being such an amazing
collab.
Mm. It's so seamless. It makes sense. There's no drama surrounding Tyler. So already the publicity side of it, it's just doing so well. Why I feel Shebe would have not made the perfect ambassador is there's too much controversy. I like what Tango actually said in the meeting today. He was like, what was going to be the tagline? Just beat it? Because that's what he's known for. He's known for just being violent. And,
is he violent or just his pusher image?
Whether he's retaliating or not, he incites violence in some shape or form. Mm. And if I am the PR or the marketing in the marketing department of Nike, I would have never wanted to endorse someone like that. Hence, the conversation surrounding Shebe has always been, can somebody set this child down to say, if you want to take this career of yours quite seriously, you need to, sometimes be like a dog with the tail in between
take
the legs.
Easy.
Walk away. You cannot be doing things all willy-nilly, tweeting like you're one of those politicians who don't know that they're politicians. You can't be...
firearm.
You can't be handling yourself in that way. Hence, to date, we haven't seen too many brands approaching Shebe. It's because of how he's just conducting himself as a brand. And really, I feel for those, including you, out there who are behind Shebe, I'm side-eyeing all of you guys. That's all I can say. That's all I can say. We got to move right along from that, though, into some other scandals. Still sticking to the theme of Valentine's Day, by the way, because it's the month of love.
Mm-hmm.
Gogo Mawin.
Oh,
yet again, we speak about Yena Usisi. Usisi, apart from her having recently had another day in court and her trial date being set for March, she's saying the month of love is still worth celebrating because she is pregnant with twins.
Is she pregnant?
Yes. Mm. Yes, and this is also said in court, by the way. And she submitted a scan, by the way.
But in prison, what do they give birth?
No, but she was saying that because she's... remember, let me briefly tell you the story. Aga Maweni. She's been trying to expand her family, she and Sabelo, right? We've spoken to her on numerous occasions about her going via IVF to get pregnant. Last year, in May, she said she was pregnant with one kid because she had lost one embryo, which is one child, I guess, one baby. Mm. And I guess that situation kind of fell off because that was 9 months ago. So 9 months later, here we are. She is pregnant with twins. And she recently shared a glimpse into preparations, her motherhood preparations again. Remember, by the way, that this popular Sangoma reality TV star has three children. The firstborn son, she shares with from her previous
SK.
Relationship. Well, that's one of them. There's SK. And then there's an unidentified American man as well.
Huh?
That's the first boy.
American?
Yes. Who's well taken care of.
Sure. Okay.
That's what she always boasts about. Hence, SK was the problem because that's the second born who's not, whose SK is not, hasn't been, let me say that, been very present for. And then the last, which is the third, is with the soccer star Siyabonga Zulu. I know you remember that one.
That's not the one.
Oh, that's not the one?
Okay. That's not the one. Oh, Kile Lita.
Oh,
Hector. Siyabonga Zulu.
We love us some soccer stars. Anyway, so now this, she's expecting her fourth, I guess, fifth child. That would be five children because she's expecting twins with her husband, Sabelo. And she shared a glimpse of her motherhood journey. As I said, she went and said, this is the best Valentine's gift ever. So despite the drama, this is amazing news. Congratulations to her. I really hope she has a safe pregnancy because that's, of course, why she got the bail. Because it didn't make sense for her to be behind bars while her pregnancy is a bit, On to some other news, though. One man who has decided to suddenly take accountability is veteran actor Silo Sebotsane. This man who has been TikTok doing weird-ass antics, okay? Anyway, and somehow being in the recording studio for Lord knows what, for music that nobody asked for. Anyway, he has finally acknowledged that and taken responsibility, rather, for his past actions by apologizing to his ex-wife, actress Shoki Mola, and their two children, of course, who also were part and parcel, or rather witnessed some of the abuse that were in his hands. Now, this is 6 years later. I don't know. I don't know. Let's have a listen to his apology.
Dumelang. Greetings. This is an apology directed to my ex-wife, Rishogetri Mola, and my two daughters, Oradile Luena Karao, for the part that I have played in hurting you, harming you. I am deeply sorry. I know words cannot break or cannot mend what is broken. I am working on myself, and I am looking forward to working with the young ones to try and stop this scourge, because with violence we go nowhere. Violence is no answer. It is not right. I repeat, it is not right. And us men, young boys, let's learn to let it out. Let's learn to speak. Yes, be vulnerable. Someone somewhere out there, they will see and understand your pain and make you feel better. And only you can do that for yourself. To the fans, thank you for everything. Thank you for standing with me. And to those I disappointed, I am sorry. I'm only human, and I don't want to justify anything. Wrong, get wrong. Let's make things right. Let's make this a better world. And I'll do it. I'll do it my way. I thank you. Ashe.
Okay, so Yena, he's saying he will do it his way in terms of, putting the word out, ukuthi violence is, you know what, I don't even know, I'm giving him airtime. I don't even think people actually care about this.
He's an abuser. It's coming at his airtime.
Yeah, but you know what actually makes me a bit upset about this is that this is 6 years later that he's making this apology, because obviously now you're going through whatever you're going through, clearly some sort of midlife crisis. And the thing about you only acknowledging it now is that throughout the past 6 years, you've still been able to
reach out, maybe.
Not necessarily reach out. You've still been able to not be cancelled in this industry and still live your life like a normal guy, like you didn't do anything. You never really got any consequences to these actions of yours.
Even that, the sad part that even that policy company, Ibile, roped him in as an ambassador.
Magala Fela.
Ashupol roped him in. Nahana 6 years of pila this thing has been here.
I don't know. Sorry, but not sorry is what it sounded like to me. But you know what? I don't know. Is it ever too late for somebody to really rebuild or whatever, reuse, reduce, and recycle?
I think it's really late.
So really late, segumnyama. But anyway, God, who are we to judge? You be the judge. But personally, for me, sir, I'm side-eyeing you, and I don't know how this came to be. Anyway, let's move right along from that. Speaking of somebody who's a criminal of sorts, somebody who was convicted felon? Yeah, Joop Joop says he's going to call out everybody, okay, when it comes to cheating with his show on Moja Love, Uyachola 99, and he's going so far as even going to churches. Now, we know, as a PK, I can tell you, in the church, it goes down, especially with the drummer and the keyboardist. They really be some unholy men out there. But anyway, so he says he's targeting the churches this time around with Uyachola 99. So I really wonder how that's going to go down. But let's have a listen to what he had to say, and somehow we're giving him airtime too. Okay.
But a church or no church, not a lot of what are we supposed to do? Everywhere. So what are we supposed to do? Come in. So now we can't go in because
Okay, that's...
But I've got a problem with that. Why Asalate, his peers, Paco industry? And like, hence, le show in that stigma, they are acting. And maybe some of them, they are getting paid to play their roles. But Chanzalate, his peers, Nalbon Moko industry.
Isn't there like industry code? Maybe there is industry code.
Yet I'm a Chola 99 host. I'm saying nothing.
Okay, cool. I am saying nothing. Cool. But you definitely bring up a good point. But I think it's an industry
because at first I think lots of people when they watched it because they thought for the elements they thought, let's say uzinhle uthola no aka so aka mchitela ngobonang at least ke yona ntwe ne tloba sharp but no lata motho varna bo lo kholang di 350 mo lo sa tsebeng le Range Rover. TV.
People's careers would go down for infidelity, and so they would lose so many brand partners. They would lose too much.
Let's scrap this show, hey, because it doesn't serve any purpose.
Well, clearly people are watching
because they are bored.
They're bored.
Yeah. Much I love.
We all like a good cheating story.
Okay, no problem. Move right along. It's fine.
Speaking of relationships, one relationship that didn't go so well is with Somizi Mhlongo and Palesa Modisakwane. It's Modisakwane, actually. If I'm not getting the pronunciation right, ma'am, I'll be sorry. But we all remember that situation. Now they have... They're co-parenting
Bahumi.
Okay. But something that we didn't expect, and this is 30 years later, but it's okay, girl, tell your truth. She spoke up about how Somizi was never a present father.
That you know about.
Damn. Let's have a listen.
That one, I think one day, baby girl will speak for herself. Yeah. But one thing that I know, Guri, it was his life, Muhale's life, was totally opposite, 100, 360 degrees opposite to Bahumi's life. Mm. Bahumi has never been in a jet. Not that she wants to be in a jet. She's not the type of person. She's a very genuine, you know, woman like that. You know, but I will not give her Mohale Hamdi. You know what I mean? I don't think Mohale wanted that to happen. Maybe he came in there innocently. I mean, I met Mohale maybe twice, if not thrice. To me, he was just this innocent, you know, young boy. And he's never been funny to me or acted, you know. Nabile sometimes, and he would laugh. And I think at that time he respected me so much. So all I can, all I know, or all I can say, Guri, definitely life ya Khareli, life ya Bahumi was totally opposite. Totally, totally opposite, you know. So how they were living their lives, Lena Neridi wana mo TV. But what I know, Guri, na ene mwanaka a iphila le nna na ebile o se ka mpala, you know, ke bala ke bua e ngwanaka a ne a iphila le ngwanaka a iphilang gona yanong. It is totally different from the life that we saw flashed on TV.
Well, okay, that's that. What's your take, really? I feel Palesa can, she has every right to share her story, whether it's 2 years later, 5 years later, 30 years later. And the thing that she brought up, it's very quite important. It's a quick conversation that should be ongoing, with how parents only acknowledge their children at a certain point, or, you know, you're too busy for your kid. Like, what actually happened? This drama actually was supposed to call Somizi about. But what's your take really about him not really being a present father at the beginning of
any excuse, because they were both in co industry, so but if I na koro long peti kiki ago kum peti kigu sarafin or bumvang, there's no excuse for
Zimizi, right?
Yeah. For like, ukadu loves how supporting one, right? Financial, but iba mu for him. I understand. So I do osabereking. But ali mo for one.
Right.
Dan moto like Clara agna nix. Ona mali our sebenzi, we are not there like spiritual or emotional for your kid. Then xaso melasugenzi empesada ye in Supreme Kids. What again label
Sompire
kids. No.
Actually, like, I'm glad you brought that up with Sompire Kids. We'll move right along from that drama, because it has, so we're still waiting for Sumizi's response on that one. But in terms of Sompire, so I need to clarify. I recently published the article, Yaga Somizi making his fashion debut in the Big Apple. Did I not clickbait y'all? Okay, that's what it was. Because he was showcasing his fashion brand. Specifically, it was during New York Fashion Week. I'm not saying that he is doing it at some... He was doing it at some corner in New York somewhere. And we know New York, of course, only some other upcoming places. And it was EPN Fashion Week. That's what it was. I need to clarify, because the fashion people came for me. Okay, but either way, whether it was in the corner of Brie or of New York or whatever, it is a bit of a big of a deal, mostly because, you know, he's trying to take this fashion industry by storm. He's really trying anything that he can do. Of course, in early 2024, he revealed to us that he enrolled at Viliotti Fashion Institute in pursuit of becoming a qualified fashion designer. And while this was his first fashion runway show with Sompire Kids, it's not actually the biggest thing ever. Yes, it happened in a corner in New York, but he is yet to have a fashion show in September this year, somewhere. He's still going to let out those details. But anyway, keep going. In terms of the fashion thing, keep going. But the money, Tumela Ekhaya, don't forget about that. We got to call you out too. Anyway, somebody we got to call out. I don't know if we're going to call out this Dr. Brian Munaisa, or if we're going to call out Mini. I don't know who we're calling out at this point. But Mini Dlamini shot up Trends List recently after her trip to Zimbabwe with her alleged bae. Dr. Brian Munaisa circulated on social media. Munaisa took to his timeline on Sunday, sharing images, of course, with Dlamini a bit cozied up, saying, "I asked my girl to come with me for the business trip and she made it amazing."
He's a cool guy, Shemite.
Oh, Shemne. Brian. Okay, they deserve each other.
Brian, I know, but he, He doesn't deserve Mini.
Why?
No, he doesn't deserve Mini.
Why? No, I am deserve. Who deserves no. Mini?
No, Mini must go back. Mr.
Jones.
Yeah, plus Rimbon Mr. Jones got lapong some time ago.
Imagine, and you want somebody to go back to a man who goes to clubs at his age.
Like le Brian Watamari,
okay. I guess just that
Brian Mana, like I get why he look mean, but it's fine.
Yeah. Well, I hope they are happy, whatever this is, whether it's a friendship or deeper than a friendship. We wish them all the best at this point. Of course, the drama or the scandal behind the story is the fact that not so long ago, in January, Mini trended again because Monaisa's ex-girlfriend, Nima Alois.
Wife.
They were never married.
Wife. Like, I had okay, no.
Okay.
Continue.
Anga's alleged wife, okay? Or estranged. I know now, man, just tempo something here going on. Anyway, well, she said that, okay, we have a son together and Mini Dlamini is stealing my man. That's what she said in January. But of course, she 360 turned around and she issued an apology straight from there. So I guess right now we're wishing them all the best with whatever this is.
But all I can say, it shall end in tears.
But Tong, why are you remember, wishing people baby?
Remember where you heard this from.
Whoa.
Asras, it shall end in tears.
Okay. Well, actually, speaking of relationship drama, we have somebody that I don't understand what we're speaking about. But anyway, Dileo Moonlight. This is your story, but you go ahead and report it. Mm-hmm. What's the chat about that?
You remember a few days ago, they said they were engaged in Ali Nico.
Mm-hmm.
So now I've spoken to Nico, but it's a statement. Apparently, the girl was still seeing press, and Dine was using Nico for chalete to benefit relationship. The press, but I guess how, but that's what he says. So, yeah, Nico, we are spotlighting, I did the snacks, the song. And then we was dating Palesa, so Mrs. Baby Mama, and Winnie, and Kabel, KP.
I'm trying not to say anything, but you just keep
and Lebohang, Lebohang, Sean Stiles' ex-girlfriend, got married to her. Ning.
Kuning.
But
yeah.
You know, Nico rata spotlight, and unhopudi. I didn't know.
Or the spotlight, and then that's why I'm going. That's why I get with thinking. I get to wear my time or whatever, but it's fine. We'll just get him.
But yeah, Jacob, because he get break up. Sharp, fine. Next week,
we'll
nothing.
Chapter, yeah, nothing.
Next week,
yeah, because I'm blacklist.
I'm blacklist. I'm blacklist.
Actually, yeah. Anyway, love and light. We're sending our condolences to Ratile Mabitsela as she's mourning the death of her husband. A statement which has been circulating on social media, which I could not confirm the source of that. So I decided to sidestep that. And I contacted his company so I can hear from the managing director, Elizabeth Bowe, who confirmed Letlo Honolo's Mabitsela's death. Ratile has, of course, asked for privacy during this time because she is mourning and dealing with the shock of the death. The cause of death is unknown at this point. Of course, there are speculations of what it is, but we're not trying to feed into that because it's quite a sensitive matter. So our condolences go out to the Mabitsela family. Well, I think that sums it up. That sums it up, isn't it?
Danko.
Danko! That's been it for this edition of The Chisopod. Remember that you can find our latest podcasts, review, and subscribe for free on Iona.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you choose to get your podcasts. You can also follow us on all social media platforms at ChisaLive. This Chisopod is a Times Live production, and our producer is Demi Buzo. Don't forget, you can also listen to our other podcasts. We've got Sunday Times Politics Weekly. We've got Taking the Rams by the Horns. We've got Business Day Spotlight, Gogo, Have I Been Scammed, so much more. But until next time, I'm Joy Mpande.
I'm Khumutso Mkhanedi.
It's goodbye for now.
Sure.